We're going to start with we'll start with Maury Hirsch Gordon, followed by Mike Giardi.
Sorry about that, Stacey. My hand was still up from David.
No problem. We'll start with Mike Giardi, followed by Kyle Hightower.
Good morning, Devin. I hope you are well.
I'm doing well.
Good. I'm curious. You know, Bill was talking about how you guys aren't in pads maybe as early as you have been in years past. And having gone through some of that last year, did you find that there was a benefit to that from a physical standpoint of maybe, you know, not getting as beat up as early as maybe you have in previous years?
Wait, who's not in pads? We're not wearing pads?
I think Bill said something like you're not in pads for about a week.
Did you negotiate that for us?
Well, you know, I'm here for you. I do what I can for you, Devin. That's always been the case.
Yeah, man, we appreciate that. Now, I mean, I think I kind of try to leave that to the coaching staff. I think it's harder as a player to know, like, hey, you know, we wait 8 days or 6 days or 3 days, the benefits. You know, last year was different too, no preseason games. So it was kind of hard to truly figure out, you know, what was the difference? Was it waiting and having that acclimation period? Was it no preseason game? So I think a lot of those guys are deemed with a harder task of trying to figure out what's the best for the team. But I think overall as a player, mentality-wise, training camp is kind of like, whatever it is, I got to be ready to go. I mean, I remember my rookie training camp practice, like we did 9 straight days of pads, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, man, this is crazy. But overall, it made us a better team. So I know Bill will figure all of that out. And I think for us as players, he's got to be ready to go.
Thanks, Dev.
My next question, Kyle Hightower, followed by Andrew Callahan.
Hi, Devin. Hope all is well. I'm curious, how would you gauge your comfort level this season with the virus and everything coming back? I mean, obviously things have changed. You know, the vaccines are readily available. There's a lot of trepidation going into last year, but I'm wondering what your comfort level is coming into this season and this training camp. And along those lines, I have concerns about the potential penalties that, you know, teams could undergo as far as, you know, if unvaccinated players cause breakouts on teams and potential, you know, loss of pay, et cetera.
Yeah, I think overall there's obviously more of a comfort level coming in this year compared to last year. I think last year, you know, even though there's still unknown, it felt like everything was unknown last year, that we were kind of coming in trying to figure out things as we kind of went along. And this year, obviously you have a full year under your belt, not just NFL and NFLPA and protocols. I would just say overall of living in this world now with COVID, I think we all have more of a comfort level of what, you know, individually we like to do or what we don't like to do because of the virus. So I would just say, whatever happens, vaccinated, unvaccinated, I mean, it kind of is what it is. I don't think about that, if I'm being truly honest with you. I think each individual has a choice to make. I've obviously been a part of some of the vaccine stuff that we've done as a team and those different things. And I've said it numerous times, it's an individual choice. And I think guys are doing that. I think overall, the great thing about being in a locker room is, you know, everyone has one motive, one goal, and that's to win as many games as possible and try to win a championship. So for me, that's not in question. And, you know, if something comes up, we just have to deal with it. Last year, we went all of training camp with no positive tests, training camp beginning. Then we had a positive test. We had to deal with it and move from there and adjust. So I know whatever happens this season, we'll kind of adjust and figure it out as a team and go from there.
Thanks, Devin.
Andrew Callahan, followed by Ben Volant. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Devin, it's good to see you. I almost feel silly asking this, knowing it's one day, one practice at a time always, but especially at the start of the year, right? But we're talking to you. You're in the final year of your contract. Slate has been considering retirement the past couple of off seasons, and we're talking to him next. And I'm just wondering for you and him and just seeing the number of guys who've been in that locker room for at least 8-plus years, is there any part of you or any sense that wonders, like, this might be one last go-around, either individually for you or with him or the guys, again, who kind of fit in that group of we've been around the block 2009, 2010, you know, when you guys first got here?
Not really. I mean, I wish I could tell you I've had time to think about that. We got a 1 month at home. So between him screaming at night, my wife not doing the things that I want her to do since we moved back to Foxborough, of getting the house all straightened out, I haven't had much time to consider, you know, what it'll mean and what it'll be final year of the contract and all of that. I will say I feel great going into the season, had a good off-season training. But I will say as you get older, you kind of you don't know what year's your last year. So I would say the last couple years have kind of been like that of coming in with that kind of mentality of Jay's wife always says that, Melissa always says, enjoy every moment. And I feel like I've tried to do that these last couple of years of not knowing when it'll end, but enjoying the moments. But yeah, this year I haven't had that. You know, training camp is actually going to be kind of a relief getting away from a very hectic home with a 4-year-old, 3-year-old, in 1 month. So yeah, I'm enjoying being able to go play football right now.
Cool. Everything good with the 1-month-old?
Yeah. He doesn't listen already, so we'll see how good. It goes.
Sounds like a McCourty. Great. Thanks, man.
All right. Next question, Ben Volen, followed by Tom Curran.
Devin, how are you doing today?
Doing good. How about you, Ben?
Hanging in there, man. Glad to be back to football. Two quick ones, if you don't mind. Your teammate, Stephon Gilmore, he's kind of expressed publicly that he's not too happy with his contract. What does he mean for this defense? Are you guys kind of hopeful that he can get his situation resolved?
Yeah, I think I said it even during minicamp or whatever time that was when I got asked about it. All that stuff usually gets resolved, and it's whenever a player's contract comes up, it's between kind of the player and the team. So that'll all be figured out. It was good seeing my guy again, and like I've always said, he's one of the best corners in this league. He's been the best guy for the last couple of years, obviously defensive MVP, and he's really made this defense operate at a different level. When he's out there. So anytime getting an opportunity to be out there on the field with him gives us a better chance to win, makes us a better defense. So it's great having him here in the locker room and on this team.
And then I just wanted to ask you a quick COVID question. Seems like the NFL is making teams like make guys wear different colored wristbands and things like that. How do you feel about that? And as a team leader, do you have to be worried about the vaccination issue kind of dividing the team at all?
I guess we would call this like wristband gate or something. I don't know. I think for us, we're all like here trying to figure all of this out. And I think one of the things we saw last year when COVID got in our building was it was about us as a team doing what's best for each other, not really worrying about anything else, but except for the guys that were in this locker room. And I think that's how this year will be. So whether it's wristbands, whether it's conversations of vaccinated, non-vaccinated, like whatever that is, and wherever we need to be as a team to be comfortable, I think that's what we'll do more than anything. Obviously, we have to abide by whatever protocols and rules that they have from a league standpoint. But I think last year really showed us coaches, players, staff, everybody was in this together. We were all in the locker room and had to deal with COVID. And I know we'll all figure that out. So I don't worry about like any issue coming in between the team or like making things tough for us to operate. I think overall we'll figure it out. We have a lot of veterans, we have some new guys, and like Bill always says, nothing's more important than the safety and health of the team, and that's something we'll all think about as we move forward and go throughout the season.
Thanks, Dev.
No problem.
Next up, Tom Curran, followed by Chris Ryan.
Hello, Dev.
Hey, Tom.
I don't want to get into a big COVID philosophical thing. So if you're like, okay, I'll put it out, I get it. But the league did set it up so that it is a kind of a leveraged position against the unvaccinated players. So that while it is an individual decision for you and I in our daily lives, if an unvaccinated player begins a COVID outbreak and then everybody's going to miss game checks, et cetera. So they did set it up that way. So wow. They enacted the peer pressure on you guys in some ways. So I just wondered, I'm giving you a little pushback and see what your reaction is to that. And then I have another question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There are some other businesses and different things like that in our country that have mandated, you know, I think you see that with the tier one and tier two and some other businesses out there. And I think that's what it means to kind of live in the era of COVID right now is obviously it's an individual decision, but because of that individual decision, it will affect for some people their jobs, for some people how they interact with family members and friends and different things like that. So I think that is what you have to decide as an individual. Like you said, because of the rules and things, it kind of will slant some things one way or another. But I think when you make a decision, all that factors in. And for some guys, that will make a decision easier. For some guys, it'll make it harder. But I think overall, when you're making a decision right now about this vaccine, I think you have to incorporate and think about, you know, everything. And it's not just NFL players or coaches or administrative people. It's really the whole world of how you move forward and whatever you need to do for your life, of what you have to consider when you think about getting a vaccine or not getting a vaccine. It stinks. Like, we don't, nobody wants to be in a world of COVID, but here we are.
Yeah, it's they're crafty, those owners. They put you right in the crosshairs. The question I have too is, how can you as a defense, while you're obviously making yourselves better and getting yourself ready for the 2021 season, how can you guys as a defense help to make these two quarterbacks who are still new in this offense relative to the guy who was here previously get better?
Yeah, I think that's the goal for us as a team. Like, I remember coming in here a young guy with Vince and Tom, and how offense and defense, we would go at it. Like, we would go at it in training camp. And I think that's what it's about. It's not just about us as a defense making our quarterbacks better or our backs or receivers better. It's about our offense making the defense better, about our tackles making our defensive ends better, about, you know, the backs, you know, running routes on our linebackers, covering different guys, covering James White every day. It's tough no matter if you play linebacker, safety, corner. So I think overall as a team, we have to have that kind of mentality of each day we come in, of, for one, getting better as units, but overall that gets us better as a team. Like, we got to attack each other. They can't really be a bunch of, like, nice guys out here. Like, we got to get better. And then there'll be a time in training camp where we'll come together, some of our joint practices that we have, and we go out there and we go against another team, or our great bonding moments. But each day that we're in training camp, or it's O versus D, we got to go at it. I think that makes us better as a team. And overall, that's where we want to be. If we want to be a team that's going to be playing good football after Thanksgiving, what we always talk about, it starts in training camp of pushing each other each day, no matter circumstances, you know, like Mike asked earlier, whether it's pads, non-pads, like, we just got to go after each other, and whatever Bill has us doing as a team standpoint, you know, I think it's up to us as players to get the best out of it. Thumbs up, buddy.
Next question, Chris Ryan, followed by Evan Lazar.
Hey, Dev, hope all is well with you. What role do you take in terms of instilling the cultural side of things with the new players? And how do you go about, you know, establishing, you know, that culture with all the new free agent players as to what this team is about, what your expectations are in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you ask, like, that culture question, it's just a blend of doing what we do, I think. For years, like, that culture is passed down. Like, I've never played in a game with Teddy Bruschi or Rodney Harrison or McGinnis. But the things that they did and the things that and how the defense operated, I saw through Vince Wilfer, I saw it through Gerard Mayo. And I think that's what we have to do. Guys that have been here, guys like myself, guys like Hightower, guys like Van Owe, guys now that, like, LG, who have been here for years, we understand how things work. And you just do those things. I think it's so overrated sometimes in the media, writing about what a guy said to a guy and what he told these young guys or told these free agents. Like, none of that matters. It's all about what we do day in and day out. And that's how culture is built. So it's the guys that have been here, and it's the new guys bringing in the new twist of things. Like, it's everybody coming together and creating what the 2021 Patriots will be. But I think that culture is already instilled in the building through generations of players who have come in here and given it all to go out there and win Super Bowls and win big games. Like, that stuff's passed down through film and then through word of mouth between players who have kind of been a part of different generations year in and year out. And, you know, guys like Julian Edelman, like, you'll hear Julian Edelman's stories throughout this building for the next 15, 25, 30 years. And that'll be because each time a guy plays, a guy passes it down to another guy. And I think that's what it's all about when you talk about culture. So It's guys that have been here continue to do it, and the young guys and the new guys will see that and they'll learn and do those things the same way.
Next question, Evan Lazar, followed by Phil Perry. We'll limit it to one question each, no follow-ups at this point, because I'm trying to get through three final questions. Go ahead, Evan.
Hey, Devin, hope all is well. I just wanted to ask you what it's been like to have Matt Patricia back in the building, and how involved has he been with your defense, you know, just as a former DC?
Yeah, Matty P has been great. I think, obviously, for me, I spent a lot of years with him and getting to talk to him, I guess, outside of the meeting room, just about life and then about football. Obviously, his experience being a head coach down in Detroit has been great, and Maddie's kind of been involved in everything. I think he has a unique advantage and understanding. The same thing with like Josh McDaniels, who was also a head coach before, of being able to talk to those guys about anything. So, yeah, Maddie's been able, I think, to be a part of a bunch of different things because he has a different viewpoint. And, you know, for me as an older player who's been with him when he's ran the defense and now having him back has been really good. To continue to learn from him. And I think overall he'll help the whole building, you know, players, coaches, staff members, just being able to have an open dialogue with him and letting him use his experience and knowledge to make us all better.
Thanks, Devin.
And so our last question, Phil Perry. Matthew Slater is waiting.
Hey, Dev, how's it going, man?
What's up, Phil?
I have one more COVID-related question for you.
Thanks, Phil.
I know. We'll end it on a high note for my guy. You, Matthew Slater, we're about to talk to, Adrian Phillips, all married to people in the medical field. And I'm just curious. I know you guys are getting all kinds of information from the league and from Jim Whalen and others in the building, but I'm just curious if, you know, not assuming your vaccination status or anything, but if you've tried to help guys maybe answer some questions in terms of what their concerns might be as far as that kind of thing goes, just based on your experiences and your families.
Yeah, definitely. I think Shaza Slater has been a person that's gone out in the community and helped with some vaccine information. And then for me being a board member at Boston Medical, I've gotten to hear so many different people speak about the vaccine, different doctors. So that's been good. I've just tried to be a middleman for information. If people want to talk to other people, like, don't talk to me about the vaccine. I don't know nearly enough, but I'm just trying to connect people, obviously through Jim Whale and then obviously all of the medical people we have on the team. It's a great resource. And if people have tried to look elsewhere and get different opinions, like I said, being on the board at BMC has been an awesome resource for me of talking to different doctors. And I've been able to do that for the past few months. So, you know, whether it's a vaccine, whether it's sickle cell, anything that I can be a resource towards and help guys out, I've tried to do that.